Hi everyone, I am Alaba Bamido, a PhD student in mechanical engineering. The title of my research poster is a thermally actuated microvalve for smart irrigation in a precision agriculture application. This work was presented at the American Society of Mechanical Engineers Summer Heat Transfer Conference of 2020. It is currently impossible to control irrigation water application at the level of a single plant. Even with drip irrigation, in which the emitters could be placed on a plant-by-plant basis, there is still no way to control the amount of water emitted to the individual needs of the plant. If such a capability were available on farms, the result would be a step change in precision agriculture, such that the output of every plant in a farm field could be optimized. This is the motivation of my research. The aim is to develop and test a microfluidic system that could be controlled to deliver the needed amount of water to individual plants in a large field. To develop such a system, it is essential to develop microvalves that regulate the flow of water with high precision in real time, as well as an electronic actuation system for an array of microvalves in a farm field. My design is a normally open thermally actuated microvalve. The design has two layers, a flow layer where the water flows and the control layer which controls the actuation of the microvalve. The microvalve was manufactured by soft lithography, and the microvalve was made up of soft polymer called polydimethyl siloxane or PDMS. Two designs were developed. Design 1 has air as the actuation medium. Design 2 has phase change material as the actuation medium. A simple experimental setup was used to determine the performance of the microvalve. The microvalve was heated and the reduction in flow rate was determined. A prototype electronic actuation system was also developed. Simple and low-cost manufacturing produced a functional prototype microvalve. For design 1, the actuation reduced the normally open flow rate by 60%, while for design 2, the actuation reduced the normally open flow rate by 40%. As a future direction, we are going to be performing computer modeling to improve on the design, experimental validation, system assembly and testing. I want to thank the faculty and staff in my lab, as well as the T3 grant committee for making this research a success. Thank you.